外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年3月14号星期六，我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna to all the devotees in China. Happy Saturday to you.
中国的奉献者们，大家早上好，祝大家周六快乐。
So today we'll resume our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam and a discussion going on between Yamaraj and the Yamadutas.
今天我们会再次恢复对圣典博加瓦坛的谈论，而这一节的话都是关于阎罗王和阎罗王的使者 Yamaduta 们之间的一段对话。
But before we begin our reading, I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
而在我们正式开始阅读之前，先一起来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava.
I'll sing in unison with the birds in the background.
我跟这个背景当中的鸟铃声一起来唱。
Sounds like Vrindavan there.
听起来就像是文达文一样。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Dhari Yasunandana Rajatnarajana Yasodhanandana Vajajana Rajana Yamunatiravanachari Yamunatiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Dhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Ravana Chari Yamuna Tira Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. So we don't have any questions left over, do we?
No, I don't think so. 应该没有问题剩下上个星期。
Well, actually, I think a couple of questions came in at the last moment that we could get to.
Okay, let me have a look. 看一看是不是上个星期、上上个星期有问题剩下。Oh yeah, I think, yes, two questions. Yes, sorry.
Yeah, we don't want to neglect anyone, right?
Yes. 有三个星期有两个问题剩下，实在是抱歉，我没看到。抱歉，抱歉。
So today we are on canto 6, chapter 3, And I think we're on verse 16.
我们今天一起来阅读圣典伯加瓦坛的第六篇第三章的第十六十节。
And Yamaraj is now answering the questions of the Yamadutas.
在这里，阎罗王正在回答Yamadut 他们的问题。
And they want to know who the supreme authority is. They suspect it's not Yamaraj because they were prevented from, you know, taking Ajamil to hell.
而Yamadut 他们就是在质疑阎罗王的至尊的权威，质疑他究竟是不是至尊的权威、至尊的主人，因为他们在执行任务，在把阿加米勒抓到地狱的过程中受到了阻挠，因此他们就很怀疑这一点。
And Yamaraj admitted to the Yamadutas that, yeah, actually, he's not the supreme authority, that there is one supreme lord, one supreme authority, but he's not it.
而阎罗王确实也承认的这一点，他就回答到，确实是有这个至尊的主人，至尊主存在的，但是他本人却并非至尊主。
And he said that him and Indra, the king of heaven,Chandra, the moon god, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the sun god, everyone, is dependent upon the Supreme Lord.
并且他还说到，就不仅是他本人，并且还包括天堂星球的至尊，天堂星球的主人Indra, 以及月亮神Chandra 和主 Shiva 以及主 Brahma 等等，这些半神人每一个也都是必须要依赖于至尊主而存在的。
Then he also admitted another very interesting fact.
而他下来还承认了另一个很有趣的事实。
He said that Yamaraj and all the demigods are actually in the mode of goodness.
他说到阎罗王以及其他半神人实际上是处于善良属性。
And so they know many things.
因此他们知晓许许多多的事情。
But they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但是他们却并不能去懂得，并不能去明白至尊人格守神。
Yeah, so by their own power, they actually cannot figure out the Lord.
经由他们自己的力量，实际上他们是无法去弄明白至尊主的。
So he says, what to speak of others who try and speculate or, you know, figure out who the Supreme Lord is? It's impossible for them.
因此，那更何况对于其他人呢？对于其他非半圣人的那些人呢？然后他们试图通过推测、通过猜测，想要靠自己的力量去弄明白至尊主，这怎么可能呢？
So it's in that context that we will read today's verse.
好，因此就基于我们刚才谈到的这样一个上下文背景，我们就来阅读今天的诗节。
Yeah, so it's very difficult to understand the Supreme Lord, and even powerful demigods like Yamaraj can't figure out who the Lord is and what he's like.
因此要去理解，要去懂得至尊人格守神是非常非常困难的。就即便是那些非常有力量强大的半神人，像阎罗王，他们都是没有这方面的力量，都无法去明白至尊人格守神到底是怎样的人。
Okay, so text 16, we'll read the Sanskrit word for word.Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我们就一起来看到第十六诗节，梵文的诗节字对字的翻译以及译文和要旨，译文和要旨都是由圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yam Vaina Gobir Manasa Virva Vrida Gira Vasabrito Vichakrishate Anatma Antarvidi Santam Atmanam Chakshuryatai Vak Kritas Tattaparam Yam
什么什么的
Vai
确实的
Na
不
Gobi
靠感官
Manasa
靠心智
Asubi
靠生命之气
Va
或者
Vida
靠心中的念头
Jira
靠言语
Va
或者
Asubrita
生物体
Vichakshate
看见或知道
Atmanam
超灵
Antarvidi
在内心深处
Santam
存在着
Atmanam
生物体的
Chakshu
眼睛
Yata
正如
Eva
事实上
Akritaya
身体不同的部位或肢体
Tata
比他们
Param
更高
Translation As the limbs of the body cannot see the eyes, the living entity cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated as Supersoul in everyone's heart. Not by the senses, by the mind, by the life air, by thoughts within the heart,Or by the vibration of words, can the living entities ascertain the real situation of the Supreme Lord?
译文，正如身体的不同部位看不到眼睛，众生看不到以超灵的形式处在每一个生物体中心的至尊主，生物靠感官，靠心智，生命之气，心中的念头或话语的声音震荡。是无法弄清楚至尊主的真正地位的。A continuous purport?
Yes, please.
Okay. 要指尽管身体的各个部位无法看到眼睛，但眼睛却指导身体不同部位的运动。腿向前迈进是因为眼睛看到它们前面有什么东西。手去触碰是因为眼睛看到了可触碰的实体。同样，每一个生物体都按照处在心中的超灵的指导形式。正如在《博迦梵歌》第十五章的第十五节诗中，至尊主本人证实说：“我在众圣的心中，记忆、知识和遗忘都来自我。”在《博迦梵歌》的另一个地方说：“至尊主作为超灵处在心中，没有超灵的允许，生物无法做任何事情。超灵随时都在行动，但生物无法用它的物质感官了解超灵的活动。”眼睛与肢体的例子非常恰当。如果肢体能看见，他们就能在没有眼睛的帮助下走路了，但他们不能看，没有能力去看。尽管人无法透过感官活动看到心中的超灵，但还是需要他的指导。 End of report， 要旨结束。
Well, you translated faster than I could read. Yes. Okay. Om Aganatha Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasman Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nudashesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarani Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Viradhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Vanchakapatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再受苦。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self and their relationship with Lord Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒，觉醒到他们真正的自我以及与至尊主 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
So here in this verse, Yamaraj is giving a very appropriate example to describe how difficult it is for us to actually know the Supreme Lord.
在今天的这个诗节中，实际上就谈到了一个非常恰当的一个例子，来描述到，来谈到，对于我们来说，要去理解，要去明白至尊人格守身是多么困难的一件事儿。
Not only is it difficult by our own effort, it's impossible.
不仅来说，就是靠我们自己的努力是非常困难的，并且的话也是不可能的。
So he says, he gives the example of the limbs of our body, like our arms and our legs cannot see.
而这个当中提到的例子，阎罗王所说到的例子就是我们的四肢，也就是我们的双手和双腿是不可能能够去看到的。
We can't see our eyes.
我们是看不到我们自己的眼睛的。
Actually, our eyes cannot see our eyes either.
实际上就是我们自己的眼睛是看不到我们自己的眼睛的。
But maybe later on we'll do a little exercise about that. Interesting exercise.
不过可能稍后我们可以一起来做一个很有趣的练习。
So just like the limbs of our body cannot see our eyes, the living entities can't see the Supreme Lord.
因此正如我们的四肢是无法看到我们的眼睛，同样生物体是无法看到至尊人格守神的。
Yeah, so our limbs can't see our eyes, but without the eyes, you know, we can't move, our limbs can't, we can't walk, we can't do things.
而如果没有我们，没有眼睛的话，我们是无法走路，无法前进的，无法做事的。
Yeah. So although we can't see the Supreme Lord who's situated in our heart, without the Lord, we actually can't do anything.
因此，尽管我们是无法能够看到位于我们心灵当中的作为超灵的至尊主的存在，然而没有至尊主的话，我们是实际上什么事情都做不了的，什么都看不到，什么也做不了。
So in this way, Yamaraj is explaining to the Yamadutas how It's not unreasonable or unusual that the demigods, even though very powerful, they can't fully understand the Lord.
因此以这样的方式，阎罗王就是在向亚玛都他们解释到，就是甚至是对于像如此强大厉害的半圣人来说，他们都无法理解至尊人格守神，这并不是说是非常不同寻常的，然后what is the first word before the unreal is?
It's not unreasonable.
并不是说这是一个多么就是不同寻常或者是多么不合理的一件事儿。
And then he gives different examples of ways in which we may try and see the Lord, but it won't work.
然后阎罗王又继续提到了不同的例子，也就是不同的方式，是我们试图用这些不同的方式来看到主，但是的话这些方式都是不起作用的。
Right, he says not by the senses. You can't see the Lord with your senses.
他说到你不可能通过你的感官来看到主。
Or not by the mind. You can't use your intelligence and mind to understand or see the Lord.
然后也不能通过你的心意，通过你的智力来理解至尊主。
Or your life energy.
或者你的生命的能量，你的生命之气。
Or he says thoughts within the heart, which means, you know, again, trying to use the mind.
然后提到这个心中的念头，那就是指就是试图运用心意来理解至尊主。
Or by the vibration of words.
或者是通过声音的震荡。
Like we may hear some description of the Lord.
就比如说我们会听到一些关于至尊主的描述。
But that just remains a concept in the mind. We're not actually seeing the Lord by hearing those words.
然而的话，听到的声音就只不过仍然是 作为心意当中的概念而存在着，是不可能能够使得我们能够看到，能够去真正明白理解至尊主的。
Yeah, so we may hear a description of, you know, what the Lord is like and what his situation is in the spiritual world, but that in itself will not give us the direct experience of the Lord.
因此我们可以听到就是种种描述来描述至尊主是怎样的一个人，描述灵性世界是怎样的一种状况，然而的话这些话语这些描述是不可能能够让我们直接去体验到至尊主的。
Right, if I tell you the consistency of water and what it's like, you'll hear those words and you'll create a certain concept in your mind, but that won't be the same asactually experiencing water.
就比如说如果我跟你谈到我跟你描述这个水的这种延展性，水的这种性质是怎样的，你听到这些话，然后你在脑海里形成了关于水的一些概念，但是的话这和你实际的去体验水是完全不一样的。
Well, maybe you've never seen the ocean. There's probably a lot of people in the world that have never seen the ocean.
或者是海洋，可能这世界上有许多人都没有亲眼看到过海洋。
Yeah, and we can give a wonderful description of what the ocean is like.
我们可以非常棒的去描述到海洋是怎样的。
But those words will just create, images in one's mind. But those images are not the same as the ocean.
那么这些话语可以在心意当中创造出画面，但是心意当中的画面却并不等同于真正的海洋。
Of course, it's valuable to hear a description of the ocean, because by hearing about it, if you've never seen it, that may inspire you to do what's necessary to actually see the ocean for yourself.
当然去聆听关于海洋的描述也可以是很有价值的，因为如果你要是从来没有看到过海洋的话，而听到关于海洋的描述，就很有可能会给予你灵感，给予你鼓舞，让你觉得还是想要去做一些必要的事情，从而能够亲自去见证海洋。
So Yamaraj isn't saying that the descriptions of the Supreme Lord aren't valuable, but he said that alone will not give you the experience or the understanding.
因此阎罗王就说到关于至尊主的描述也是非常有价值的，但是的话呢，关于至尊主的描述其本身却并不能让你直接的去体验到，能够让你直接的去理解至尊人格守神。
It's interesting at the end of Chapter 11 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he also explains how difficult it is for anyone to understand him or see him.
而很有趣的就是在薄伽梵歌第十一章的结尾部分， Krishna 他自己也说到，就是对于任何人来理解他，来能够看到他，是实际上是非常困难的。
Right in the beginning of chapter 11, the universal form, Arjuna wanted to see the universal form of Krishna.
就在第十一章宇宙形体的这一章，Arjuna 在最开始的时候就向 Krishna 提出请求，想要看到他的宇宙形体。
So Krishna agreed, but he said, you know, unless I give you spiritual eyes, you can't see this form.
而 Krishna 也同意了，但他也说到，就除非我给你这个灵性的视域，灵性的眼睛，否则的话你看不到的。
And then when Krishna, just before he, gave up the display of the universal form, he told Arjuna that even if you study the Vedas, even if you perform sacrifice,Even if you do charity or pious activities, you won't be able to see this form. No one has seen this form except for you.
You mean before Krishna gave the display of his
as he was giving the display, Arjuna said to him, you know, that I'm afraid now. I'd rather see you in your two, you know, in your forearm form. So as he ended the display of the universal form, he told Arjuna, he said, no one actually has ever seen this universal form but you.
Oh, I see. 嗯，然后就在 Krishna 他向 Arjuna 展示了他的宇宙形体的时候， Arjuna 就感到害怕嘛，然后他就想要再次的去看到 Krishna 的双臂形象，然后就在这个快要 Krishna 快要结束的时候，就快要结束完展示他的宇宙形体的时候， Krishna 他就说，他说实际上就即便你去研读伟达经，然后你进行各种各样的祭祀，然后你去做各种各样的布施啊、慈善活动啊，然后做各种各样的这种虔诚活动，但是没有任何人能通过做这个事情，这些事情都能够看到我的，而只有你看到我的这样的一个形体。
Yeah, so the universal form, he said, you can't see it by studying the Vedas.
嗯，然后他就说到，你是无法通过研读伟达经来看到我的宇宙形体的。
Or by performing sacrifices.
也无法通过这个祭祀。
Or by charity.
或者通过布施。
Or pious activities.
或者是虔诚活动。
Or severe penances.
嗯，或者是这种极度的苦行。
Yeah, and then after that, Krishna, he showed Arjuna his forearm form because Arjuna wanted to see that.
嗯，然后在那之后，Krishna 就向 Arjuna 展示了他的四臂形象，因为 Arjuna 想要看到 Krishna 的四臂形象。
And then again, he said, "Now you're looking at my forearm form."
Now you're looking at my what?
Forearm form.
哦，然后 Krishna 就接着对 Arjuna 就说，嗯，现在你看到了我的四臂形象。
Yeah, with your transcendental eyes, now you're seeing my forearm form.
Sorry, Guru Maharaj, could you repeat that sentence?
With the transcendental eyes I gave you, now you're able to see the forearm form.
而就凭借我现在所给予你的这个双超然的双眼，这双灵性的眼睛，现在你就能看到我的四臂形象了。
And again, he said,You can't see this form, or no one can see this form, just by studying the Vedas.
嗯，然后 Krishna 又再次的说，没有任何人，就包括你是能够通过学习研究伟达经，能够看到我的这个四臂形象的。
And or by charity.
或者是通过做慈善、做布施。
Or by penances.
或者是通过苦行。
Or even by worship.
或者甚至是通过崇拜。
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Not even by worship.
这倒是挺有趣的，对吧？就是甚至是通过崇拜，你都无法，个体灵魂都无法见证至尊主。
Then he said to Arjuna, "There's only one way you can actually understand me as I am and see me."
然后 Krishna 就说到，而只有一种方式，你能够通过这一种方式。来理解我。
Only by unalloyed devotional service.
只有通过纯粹的奉献服务。
Yeah, only by pure love.
只有通过你纯粹的爱。
Yeah. Then I might reveal myself.
那么我可能会向你揭示我自己。
But that's the only way you'll ever understand me.
而这是你唯一。而这是你唯一能够理解我的唯一的方式。
Of course, Yamaraj hasn't gotten to that point in his discussion.
当然在今天的这个瓦谈的部分的话，阎罗王还没有进入到这样的一个探讨。
So, even though, you know, even though we have, even though, you know, our limbs can walk,and go places and do things. The only way we can do that is because we have eyes. And the limbs themselves cannot see the eyes.
而即便我们的四肢可以去行走，可以去做各种各样的事情，但是如果没有眼睛的话，我们的四肢是完全起不了任何作用的。而我们的四肢是看不到我们的眼睛的。
In chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks a lot about the super soul and how the living entity is dependent upon the super soul.
在博迦梵歌第十三章 ，Krishna 就大量的谈到了超灵以及个体灵魂是如何去依赖于超灵的。
He said, even though the living entity is completely dependent upon the super soul, he can't see the super soul.
他也说到，即便个体灵魂、生物体都是依赖于至尊主而存在，但是个体灵魂是无法看到至尊主的。
And he says the super soul is very, very subtle.
是无法看到超灵的，因为超灵是非常非常非常精微的。
So let's look at Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse 16.
我们来一起看到《博迦梵歌》第十三章的十六十节。
Bahirantascha bhutanam acharam charam evacha sukshma vat tad avigeyam.Durashtam chantike cha tat. That sounds like bahir nashringo, hridaye nashringo. Yeah, so bahir means outside. Anta means inside.
这个诗节当中的第一个梵文词 bahir 是指在外面，而 anta 就是指在里面的意思。
So the Supreme Lord exists outside and inside of all living beings, the moving and the non-moving.Because he is subtle, he is beyond the power of the material senses to see or to know. Although far, far away, he is also near to all.
这个世界的译文，至尊真理既在众生之内，又在众生之外，在所有动的和不动的，动的生物体和不动的物体当中都存在着。它如此精微，凭我们物质的感官能力是无法看到或了解的。它遥不可及，却又近在咫尺。
Yeah, so Krishna, he says he can't be seen by the material senses, and also Yamaraj, he just told that to the Yamadutas as well.
所以说 Krishna 就说到，他是无法通过物质感官被看到的。而阎罗王在今天的这个世界当中也这样对Yamadut 他们说道。
Yeah, so even though we can't see the Supreme Lord, we can't do anything without the Supreme Lord.
因此我们即便无法看到至尊主，但是我们却也无法在没有至尊主的情况下去做任何事情。
And just like our limbs cannot see our eyes, but without our eyes, we actually can't perform any functions.
也就正如我们的肢体是无法看到眼睛的，但是如果没有眼睛的话，我们是无法做到任何事情的。
Now, Krishna, he also says the same thing in chapter 13. Let me see which verse. Chapter 13, text 23.
我们一起来看十三章的二十三诗节。
Upadrasta manta cha Bharata bhokta maheshvara Parameti cha yukto Dehesmin purusha param. And yet, in this body, there is another, a transcendental enjoyer who is the Supreme Lord.The supreme proprietor, and who exists as the overseer and permitter, and is known as the super soul.
13.23 译文，但在这个躯体中还有另一个超然的享乐者，他就是主，是至高无上的拥有者，以监察者和准许者的身份存在，他被称为超灵。
So the super soul is.Called Upadrasta, which means the overseer.
超灵就被称为 Upadrasta, 而 Upadrasta 这个词的意思就是指监督者、监察者。
And he's also Anumanta, the permitter.
并且超灵也是 Anumanta, 准许者的意思。
Right, so we've heard the saying that not even a blade of grass can move without the will of the Lord.
我们都听过这样一种说法，对吧？就是如果没有至尊主的意愿，连一片小草都无法移动。
So as the overseer, as a super soul, Krishna sees everything that's going on.
因此 Krishna 就作为超灵在监察着监督着万事万物。
Right, we can't have one thought, say one word, or perform one act without the Lord seeing that, knowing that.
我们是无法在想出一个念头，说出一个话语，或者做出一件事情，做出一个行动，这些当中是不可能在没有至尊主看见或者是了解的、知晓的这种情况下，能够去有这样一个有一个念头说一句话，或者是做一件事的。
And then he's also Anumanta.
而并且至尊主还是 Anumanta.
That means he's the permitter. He allows things to happen.
而这个 Anumanta 的意思就是指准许的意思。因此也就是说他允许事情发生。
In other words, nothing can happen unless he permits it.
换句话说就是说如果没有至尊主的同意，任何事情都是不可能发生的。
Yeah, so that gets into a whole philosophical discussion about free will that philosophers have been arguing and discussing since the beginning of time.
因此这一点的话，实际上就可以去引到这个，就是自有史以来，自有人类这个记载，人类历史记载以来的话呢，许许多多的哲学家一直以来都在讨论的关于自由意志的这一个主题，对，就和这一块就连接上了。
So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they say the jiva soul has free will, but it's very, very tiny.
而 Gaudiya Vaishnava 就认为个体灵魂 Jiva 是有自由意志的，但是个体灵魂的自由意志是非常非常微小的。
In fact, most of the things we think and say and do, we think we're choosing to do when really it's totally mechanical.
实际上我们认为自己所思所说所做的绝大多数的事情，我们认为是自己做出的选择，但是事实上来说，这些全都是非常机械性的，本质是非常机械性的所做出的事情，所想出的念头，所说出的话。
So now, we've developed artificial intelligence and computers with artificial intelligence and robots that can do things.
而现在人类社会已经就说创造出了机器人，创造出了有这个超级智商的人工智能，然后来替代人类做很多事情。
What's the name of the robot developed by IBM many years ago that beat the greatest chess player? That robot had a name. I forget what its name was.
I didn't know that. 对，Guru 就说到，就是几年前的话呢，就是有一个人工智能 AI 的话是打败了，就是全世界最出名的、最有才华的一个那个象棋国际象棋棋手。
Yeah. So the material body, the material mind with the false ego, it's actually it's a form of AI, artificial intelligence, but it's thousands of times more complex and powerful than whatever man has created right now.
所以就不就说了，那么我们所拥有的物质躯体，我们的这个心意和假我，实际上就是 AI, 就是人工智能的一种形式。只不过我们所拥有的这个人工智能的这个形式，也就是这个身体和假我心意，是比人类现在所创造出来的人工智能要强大、要厉害的多得多。
So it's so bewildering that we don't even understand our real self. What to speak of being able to understand the Supreme Lord?
因此我们连真正的自我，就是连真正的自己，我们都无法理解，都觉得很困惑，很多时候都是很困惑很迷惑的，那更何况去我们能够去理解至尊人格守神呢？
Yeah, and in fact, Krishna, he says that the living entity really isn't doing anything.
实际上 Krishna 在博迦梵歌中都说到个体灵魂生物体实际上是什么事儿都没做的。
But bewildered by Maya, by the false ego, he thinks he is.
但是的话呢，由于受到 Maya, 受到假我的迷惑，生物体就认为自己是一个行为者，是一个作为者。
Yeah, let's look at chapter 3, verse 27.
我们一起来看第三章的第二十七诗节。
Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, the spirit soul bewildered by the influence of the false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature.
,3.27, 译文，受假我迷惑的灵魂误以为自己是活动的作为者，殊不知活动实际上由物质自然三形态引起，由物质自然三形态完成。
And of course, the three modes of material nature are acting, but they're not independent.
当然这物质自然三属性是在是在运行着的，运作着的，但是他们却并不是独立存在、独立运作的。
Yeah, Krishna explains in the ninth chapter how material nature is working under his direction. It's not working independently.
Krishna 在第九章当中就说到，物质自然是在他的命令，在他的指导之，就在他的这个统治之下在运作着，而并不是独立存在的。
Yeah, so we're bewildered in two ways. First, material nature is acting and we're thinking we're doing it. And second, we don't realize that the Supreme Lord is in control of everything.
因此我们受到的困惑，受到的迷惑是以两种方式受到迷惑的。第一种方式就是实际上都是物质自然在运作，但是我们却认为是我自己在思考，是我自己在做事儿。而我们受到迷惑的第二种方式就是我们并没有去真正意识到，没有真正去领悟到 Krishna 才是万事万物的这个源头，是 Krishna 在掌管着，掌控着所有的一切。
So Krishna, he says that material nature is under his, you know, it's not independent, it's working under his direction only.
Krishna 就说到物质自然是并不是独立运作的，而是在他的控制之下在运作着的。
So he says this in chapter 9, verse 10, the famous verse.
我们一起来看物质自然第九章的第十诗节。
He says, Maya Dakshena Prakriti,Suryate Sacharacharam, Hetunanena Kuntaya, Jagad Viparivartate. He says, this material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again.
9.10.昆提之子啊，这物质自然是我的能量之一，在我的指挥下运作，产生了所有动与不动的一切，在物质自然的控制之下，这展示再三创造，再三毁灭。
So we can see that it's not by our power that we can understand the Supreme Lord. We can't even understand our own self or how we're bewildered by the material energy.
因此我们可以看到，我们并不能靠自己的力量能够去理解至尊主，我们甚至都无法靠自己的力量来明白真正的我，真正的自我自己，因为我们都不明白自己是怎么样就被这个物质能量被 Maya 给困惑了，给迷惑了。
Yeah, so We're actually so unaware.
我们实际上是如此的没有觉知。
We're so identified with our mind and our body that
我们是,
we can't see anything beyond that.
我们是如此的去认同于自己的躯体和心意，以至于我们根本无法再超越，根本无法能够去超越自己的身体和心意去看到或者是去明白任何事情。
Yeah, so we can hardly perceive our own self, what to speak of the super self.
我们几乎都无法感知到自我，那更何况是去感知到超我呢？
So I want to do this little exercise just to demonstrate this point.
我想现在跟大家做一个小练习，来跟你们展示这一点。
So those of you who are listening to this, if you're sitting at home and not driving a car or something, just, you know, sit in a chair and close your eyes for a moment.
在听这堂课的奉献者们，如果你们是坐在家里听课而不是在开车的话，那么请你们现在坐在一个地方，然后闭上眼睛。
We'll just do a quick little guided meditation.
我们来做一个迅速、快速的一个指引的冥想练习。
Yeah, so just close your eyes.
现在闭上眼睛。
And you can, as you close your eyes, just notice the darkness, you know, and maybe you're looking at your eyelids and it's all dark.
那么当你闭上眼睛的时候，有可能你是在看着你的眼皮，由于眼皮是闭着的，所以说一切周围都是黑暗的。
And keep your eyes closed until we finish this exercise.
请大家一直闭上双眼，直到这个小练习结束以后再睁开眼睛。
Now take a deep breath and then exhale very slowly.
请你深深的吸气，吸气之后再缓缓的呼气。
So just notice the darkness behind your eyes.
就去注意到，在你闭上眼睛之后，你所看到的四周的黑暗。
And get very comfortable.
然后让自己坐得舒服一些。
And bring your attention to the present.
再把你的注意力放到当下此刻来。
Just notice that you're here right now. You're not thinking about anything.
就去注意到，就在此刻，你就在这里，而没有再去想着别的事情。
So I'm just going to guide you through becoming aware of different sensations in your body.
我现在就来指导着大家来感受到身体当中不同的感觉。
So first, feel and become aware of the air.Upon your face.
首先请大家去感受到你的脸庞，你的脸颊所感受到的空气。
Now, can you feel the air on your face?
你能感受到你脸上的空气吗？
I'm sure you can.
我确定大家能感受得到。
Now, also notice that as you're feeling the air on your face, you also have...An image of your face that's appearing in your mind.
然后在你感受到你脸庞上的空气的时候，去同时注意到，在你的心意当中也出现了一个关于你的脸的画面。
You cannot actually see your own face.
你实际上是不可能能够真正看到你的脸的。
But you can paint a picture in your mind's eye of your face.
但是的话，你却可以在你的心意当中描绘出、画出你的脸的样子。
In fact, you know, technically speaking, you've never seen your own face in your entire life.
实际上，严格的来说，你这一辈子都从来没有真正看到过你的脸。
You only have a fantasy image of it.
你实际上只不过是对于你的脸抱有这样的一种。幻觉的这样一种画面而已。
So as you feel the air on your face, notice the image that you have in your mind of your face.
因此当你在注意到在感受到你的脸庞上的空气的时候，同时也去注意到在你的心意中所抱有的关于你的脸的那个画面。
Okay, good.
很好。
Now I'd like you to feel the touch of your clothes on your body.
现在请大家感受一下你穿的衣服所带给你的这种触觉感。
Yeah, so put your attention on the feeling of the clothes touching your body, but don't move your body.
现在这一刻不要移动你的身体，就来感受一下触碰到你的身体皮肤的那个衣服带给你怎样的一种感觉。
Yeah, so you're not moving your body, yet you can feel the clothes touching your body.
你没有在移动你的身体，但是你还是能感受到触碰到你皮肤的衣服是怎样的一种感觉。
And because your eyes are closed, I would like you to put your attention on the fact that you also have an image of your body.
当你的眼睛在你的眼睛闭着的时候，你感受到你的这个衣服的触觉的时候，那么去注意到你在你的心意中对于你的身体也抱有这样一个画面。
See, so as you're feeling the clothes touching your body, there's also a fantasy image that appears on the screen of your mind of that.
随着你在感受衣服所带给你的皮肤、你的身体的感觉的时候，你也会注意到在你的心意的屏幕上出现了关于你的身体的这样一种幻觉的画面。
Yeah, so this image is not your body, it's a fantasy picture of your body.
而这个画面并不是你的身体，而只是关于你的身体的一个幻象、幻想的这样一种画面。
Yet, we think of that image as our body also, right?
然而，我们还是认为那个画面就是我们自己的身体，对吧？
And so this is an internal image, we call it, because it's an image that's happening inside your mind.
我们把这个称为内在的画面，因为我们是在说这些画面是发生在我们的心意当中的。
Yeah, so just notice that there's the sensation of the feeling of the clothes on your body, and then there's an image that's appearing in your mind of the whole production.
Whole production means the whole body.
The whole thing, yeah.
因此就去注意到衣服所带给你的皮肤带给你的身体的那种感受是怎样的，并且同时也去注意到在你的心意当中冒出了这样一个整个的这样一个画面。
Alright, good.
很好。
Now, what I'd like you to do is to feel the inside of your mouth.
现在请大家来感受一下你的口腔，你的嘴巴当中是怎样的一种感受。
Alright, but don't move your mouth.
但是不要去移动你的嘴。
Don't move your tongue.
不要移动你的舌头。
Just put your attention inside your mouth and notice the sensations.
就去把你的注意力放在你的口腔，放在你的嘴巴当中，去注意到这当中这个空间带给你怎样的一种感受。
Yeah, it's an interesting feeling in there.
这是一种很有趣的一种感受。
There's your tongue.
有你的舌头。
Your gums.
你的整个上颚。
Your teeth.
牙齿。
And they have a certain even weight, right? And a feeling. There's even a temperature. You know, there's a...You know, you can feel the warmth.
而这些部位的话呢，它都是有一定的重量，有一定的温度的，你都可以感受到它的重量和它的温度。
And also become aware that when you have this feeling inside your mouth, you can feel inside your mouth, you also have this internal image of the inside of your mouth.
并且也去觉知到，也去注意到，当你去感受你的口腔，感受你的整个嘴巴里面的这种感觉的时候，你也 出现了一个关于你的口腔，关于你的嘴巴内部的这样一个内在的画面。
Right, it's almost like you can see inside your mouth.
这就几乎像是你能看到你内在的，你的那个口腔，你的嘴巴里面到底是怎样的。
But of course, you can't.
但是当然你是根本看不到的，对吧？
It's just a fantasy.
就这只是一个幻想而已。
But just become aware of that image.
不过就去注意到，觉知到那个画面。
Good. Very good.
很好。
Okay, now I'd like you to become aware of the feeling of the temperature of your body.In general, just feel your whole body and just, you can feel areas that are warm and maybe areas that are cold.
然后现在请你来觉知到你的整个身体，觉知到你的身体当中可能某些部位是很暖和的，或者某些部位是有点冰冷的。
Especially if you're outside, you might feel the core of your body feels warm, but the extremities feel cold.
特别是如果你要在外面的话，很有可能是你会感到你的身体中心位置是很温暖的，但是身体的外在的部位却是有点凉，有点冷。
Yeah, so just scan your body now and feel the varying temperatures of the body.
因此现在就来感受你的整个身体，感受你的整个身体当中每个部位的温度是怎样的。
Okay, good.
很好。
Now I want you to put your awareness on the inside of your hands, the palms. Feel your palms.
现在请大家来感受你的手掌。
And as you do that, also notice again that you have an image in your mind's eye of your palms.
当然在你感受你的手掌的时候，也去注意到在你的心意的屏幕上出现了一个关于你的手掌的画面。
You may even have an image of not only your palms, but even your arms and your shoulders.
然后你可能会注意到你不仅是有关于手掌的画面，甚至关于你的手臂和你的肩膀和手指都有这样一个画面。
Now that image is really not your hands or your arms.
当然这些画面绝对不可能是你的手，是你的手臂。
Because your eyes are closed, that image appears in your mind.
而由于你的眼睛是闭着的，因此这个画面就出现在你的心意当中。
You're not really seeing the palms of your hands because your eyes are closed, but you're seeing an image.
你并没有是真正的在看到你的手掌、你的手臂，因为你的眼睛是闭着的，而你是在你的心意当中看到关于你的手掌和手臂的这样一个画面。
So just notice that.
所以就去注意到这一点。
Okay, good.
很好。
Now, what I want you to do.Is become aware of the skin that's on your ears.
现在请大家来感受一下你耳朵上的皮肤。
Yeah, just feel your ears.
就去感受你的耳朵。
And as you do that, become aware that you also have an image in your mind's eye of your ears.
然后在你感受你的耳朵的皮肤的时候，同时也去注意到在你的心意当中有一个关于你耳朵的画面。
And you probably also have an image of your head.
很有可能你还会有关于你的整个头的画面。
It's as though, you know, you're taking a camera shot. You can see the side of your head or...You're looking at your head from above or from the side and looking at the ear.
这就有点仿佛像是你用照相机拍了你的整个头部一样，然后从上拍和从侧拍。 然后你能看到，你能在心意当中看到你的整个头部从上面往下看和从侧边往你的这个耳朵这个整个部位来看，整个头是怎么样子的。
But just notice that again, this is a self-image appearing in the mind. It's a fantasy.
而就去注意到，这是出现在你心意当中的关于自我的画面，这就是一个幻想而已。
It's not really your head.
而这并不是你真正的头。
Okay, now we're going to go a little bit subtler.
我们现在来更精微一点点。
Now I want you to notice the sound of your inner voice.
现在请你去注意到你内心的声音，内在的声音。
You're hearing my words, but now it's in your voice.
You may now hear the inner voice.
Yeah, like you know, within your mind, you might be repeating the words I'm saying, right? But it's in your inner voice.
所以现在大家这一刻在听着我说出来的话语，但是也去注意到，可能在你的心意中。你在重复我说出来的话语，就去注意到你内在的声音。
So just notice inside your mind, there's a voice that speaks to you.
就去注意到在你的心里中有一个声音在对你说话。
Like, just say to yourself, I have to do the laundry.
就比如说，你可以对自己说：“我必须得去洗衣服。”
It's not my voice, it's yours.
当你在对自己说这句话的时候，当然你并不是真正张口去说，那么这就是你自己内在的声音了。
At least you call it your voice.
至少是你把这个称作为是你自己的声音。
And when you hear the voice, you probably think of it as you.
而当你听到这个声音之后，你很有可能会认为这个声音就是你。
This is how you think.
这就是你所想的。
You talk to yourself.
你在和自己说话。
We call this the internal dialogue.
我们把这个称为内在的对话。
So just notice how much talking happens over the last couple of minutes while your eyes were closed doing this exercise.
You mean the internal talking?
Yeah.
就去注意到在刚才的那几分钟当中，当我们把眼睛闭上来做这个练习的时候，就去注意到整个这几分钟之内，你的内在有那么多的声音。都发生了。
And just become aware of all these sounds that this voice makes.
就去觉知到你的内在的声音所发出的所有的这些声音。
And so it also makes images, so that you have been having these mental images this whole time.
Having what kind of internal image?
Yeah, sound images.
那么就去注意到，在整个这段时间内，你所拥有的关于这个声音的一个画面。
Yeah, so we not only have mental images, we also have sound images.
因此，我们不仅有心意的画面，我们并且还有声音的画面。
See, normally you were not aware of these images, but I've been pointing them out to you, so you're becoming aware.
其实大多数情况下，我们都是没有觉知到这些画面的。但现在，我向你们指出有这些画面了，就好帮助你们来觉知到有它们的存在。
Yeah, so while I've been making you aware of some images, you've probably also been having other distracting images going on at the same time.
而就在当我向你们指出让你们觉知到这些画面的时候，很有可能同一时间你们的心意当中还有其他的让你们分心的让你们分神的其他的画面在同时进行着。
Yeah, maybe you've been thinking about eating breakfast since it's early in the morning.
有可能你还在想着今天早上吃什么。
Or you've been hearing the sound of the birds, you know, chirping, but then notice, you know, that there's a mental image being created of that. It's almost like you can see the bird, right?
嗯，然后你可能会注意到听到的这个鸟叫声，但同时的话，你也可能会注意到心意当中创造出来了一个画面，就创造出来可能这个鸟是谁什么样子的这样一种画面。
See, so this is just an exercise to demonstrate how there's so many images and sensations going on that has captured our consciousness.And we think that we are these images.
因此这个练习就是在向我们展示出来有这么多的画面，有这么多的身体的各种感觉在不断发生着，不断进行着，这些画面和感觉抓住了我们的知觉，钳制住了我们的知觉，使得我们认为我们就是这些画面，就是这些感觉。
Yeah, so really the sensations of the body and the images in the mind, they're going on beyond our control.
而实际上我们身体当中所出现的各种感觉和心意当中出现的各种画面都是完全超乎于我们的掌控的，也就是说完全不属于我们的掌控之下。
And a lot of the actions we perform and the words that we say are generated by the thoughts we have.
而我们所做进行的许多活动和行动和我们说出来的许多的话语都是由我们的念头所产生出来的。
And those thoughts are like an artificial intelligence pattern.That we think we're doing.
而这些念头实际上就像是，实际上，而这些念头实际上就像是AI， 就像是这个人工智能的模式一样，在不断运作着。它这个模式在不断的运作着，而我们认为自己就是这个模式，认为自己就是这些所有的这些念头。
Yeah.And unless we're, you know, trained in spiritual life, we won't ever notice that we're not the thoughts, we're not the sensations, we're just the one looking at it.
除非我们在灵性生活中受到了培训，除非我们是有一定的灵性的进步的，否则我们是无法能够去注意到自己并不是这些念头。并不是身体当中的这种这些纷繁的这些感觉。
So it's very difficult even just to see the self. What to speak of the super self?
因此我们连看到真正的自我都这么困难，那更何况是去看到超级的自我，那个超灵呢？
But the self can only exist because of the super self, and everything that occurs can only happen because of the super self.
而自我之所以能得以存在，那都是由于有超灵的存在，而所有一切能得以发生，那都是由于有超灵的存在。
So this is what Yamaraj is trying to point out to the Yamadutis. He said don't be surprised that we cannot understand the Supreme Lord.Even though we're so powerful.
因此这就是阎罗王在向亚玛都他们所指出的一点，那就是他在说，你们不要觉得很惊讶，就是像我们这些这么强大的半身人都无法理解至尊主，你们不要觉得如此惊讶。
Yeah, because ultimately only the Supreme Lord can understand the Supreme Lord.
因为归根结底只有至尊主才能理解至尊主本人。
But if he reveals something to us, that much we can know.
而至尊主向我们揭示多少，我们就能理解他多少。
But we can't figure it out. We can't figure him out by our power.
但是我们是不可能靠自己的力量能够去把至尊主给搞明白的。
In fact, we can hardly figure ourselves out.
实际上我们基本上连自己都搞不明白。
Okay, so I'll finish here and I'll just answer the questions that came in last week, and if any more questions come in, we can answer those.
好，我们这个现在正课就讲完了，大家如果有问题的话呢，请发上来，我们先来回答一下上个星期剩下的两个问题。第一个问题是我看一下，刀吉达西这位玛塔吉所提问的，顶拜古尔玛拉贾的莲花族，请问我现在所处的阶段是跟老人公婆他们一起吃饭，不方便供奉，在这种情况下只做心意供奉可以吗？感恩guru。So this Mataji, her name is Dauji Dasi. She's offering her obeisances to your lotus feet, and she's asking, nowadays she's living together with the elders, with the parents and the husband's parents. So they have to eat together. It's not convenient for her to offer prasadam to the Lord. So under such circumstances, is it okay for her to offer the food in her mind? Thank you.
Yeah, really, what else can you do?
是的，你只能这样做，因为除此之外，你还能去做其他什么事情呢？
Yeah, or like I said,I think ISKCON, or maybe they have in China, but it's like this in many places, should come out for maybe some more guidance or like official guidelines for devotees who find themselves in that situation, because it's such a common situation.
Sorry, Gumaraji, the whole part I didn't really catch.
I'm just saying that this is such a common situation for devotees that...it would be nice, if the ISKCON authorities in general, and maybe, but especially in China, came out with some guidelines.
Like guidelines for not convenient to make offerings, things like that.
Yeah, well, what should devotees do in that situation?
got it. 所以说顾主就说到，就说您说到的这个状况，就是跟老人在一起生活不方便供奉，实际上对于很多奉献者来说是一个很常见的一种生活状况。所以顾主说，如果伊斯康的这个管理层的话呢，能够比如说出一个这种指导手册，就是来帮助奉献者了解，就比如说特别在中国帮助奉献者了解的话呢，就这种情况奉献者应该怎样休息，应该怎样的和家人相处等等的话，包括是能不能在心意当中供奉等等啊，等等这些话题都涵盖在其中，会是特别好的。
Yeah, it's a delicate situation when we're living with others who are not devotees, especially family members.
因此当我们就是和家人，特别是非奉献者的家人生活在一起的时候，那么怎么让自己来进行灵性生活，这是一个非常就说应该怎么来表达呢，就非常要注意的一个方面了。
Right, if we try and push our beliefs and our practices upon others, it can lead to all kinds of family arguments and even break up of family. We don't want that.
因为如果我们要是把自己的信仰、把自己的修习、把自己的生活方式都强加给家人的话，都强迫对方要接受，那么这只可能会导致各种各样的家庭的纷争，就是争吵，以及最后可能会导致就是家庭的这种破坏，叫做瓦解，这个是很不好的，是不是我们希望能够看到的。
And we know that bhakti is transcendental activity.
并且我们知道 bhakti 奉爱是超然的活动。
And it can't be interrupted by any kind of material circumstance.
因此 bhakti 是不可能被任何物质的状况所打断、所干扰的。
So certainly under that situation,actually the food wasn't cooked as an offering. to the Lord.
当然在您提到的那种状况当中的话呢，所烹饪出来的食物并不是为主而烹饪的。
Right, we didn't go into the kitchen and think, oh, what would the Lord like to eat today? And then make that, and then make an offering.
我们并不是走到厨房里然后去想的，哎，今天主想吃什么呢？然后并不是有这样的一种知觉状态来烹饪食物的。
So, in that situation, what to do?
因此在这样的状况下我们该怎么办呢？
Well, we can still offer our love and gratitude to the Lord.
我们仍然可以把自己的爱和感恩之情奉献给主。
Really, that's what the Lord accepts anyway. It's not the physical food. He accepts the love.
而实际上这就是主真正愿意接受的。他想要得到的就是我们的爱和感恩之情，而并不是他要在我们这里的接受到任何实际的这些食物。
One offers me a fruit, a flower, or water in love, I will accept it.
奎士纳自己说到，就是说只要是有爱心，只要是有爱心的话，一朵花，然后一杯水，然后或者是一些或者是食物，他都会接受。
Yeah, so the Lord doesn't accept things based on the ritual that we perform, but based on the love that we have.
因此主并不是根据我们所进行的崇拜仪式来接受我们的供奉，而他是根据我们的爱来接受我们的供奉的。
Yeah, so within your mind, you can ask the Lord to please bless the food.
因此你可以在心意当中来向主提出一个请求，请求主能够来祝福那这一顿食物。
You can thank him very gratefully for providing the food and to bless the food.
你可以非常感恩的去感谢他，感谢他为您提供了食物，并且感谢他来祝福您的食物。
And the Lord will answer our sincere prayers.
而主他是会回应我们真诚的祈祷的。
And this way everyone will be benefited and they won't even know it.
你那么以这样的方式，你的家人都可以受到获得利益，但他们当然都不知道了。
Yeah, so under the circumstances, I think it's the best you can do, and that's okay.
因此基于你的这样一种状况，这是你能做的最好的方式了。当然这也是能够带给你很好的利益的。
That's the way I would approach it. Some others may disagree, but I don't.In that situation, I don't see what else can be done.
那么如果是我的话呢，我就会选择这样的方式。可能其他人会不同意我的这样一种方式吧。但是我觉得在您说到的这样一种状况下的话呢，这就是您能做到的最好的方式方法了。
But the Lord is all powerful. He's within and everywhere, and He will accept our sincere gratitude and prayer.We can be sure of that.
主是全能的，主是遍及四有的，因此只要我们是真诚的祈祷，真诚的去献上我们的祷文，去感恩主，因此主他必然会接受我们的这些祈祷的。
Okay, thank you.
好，谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. 我们来看下一个问题。这位叫杨盖莲是吗？这个拼音，这位奉献者问的问题 ，Hare Krishna， 顶拜咕噜。我们平时买的熟食坚果和素食可以供奉给神像吗？这不是自己做的素食供奉给神像，算是冒犯吗？So this devotee is also offering her obeisances unto you. She's asking that the dailies that we usually buy or some nuts or the vegetarian food, can we offer all these things to the deity? It's not like, it's not something that I cooked, for offering the deity, but, offering all these things like daily and basically cooked food and the nuts and the vegetarian food, does that count as an offense?
What was the first, item? Dairy?
Daily, means cooked something, cooked food.
Oh, I've never heard that word. Oh, like a deli? Like you go to a deli?
Yeah, I think so. Just maybe, yeah, like those in those shops, then you can just buy directly and eat.
Like New Delhi? Well, you know, we used to have very strict, we were very strict, you know, when I was a brahmachari.
Mm.
And we couldn't offer, you know, food prepared by others, you know, to the deity. And so when we were on traveling Sankirtan, I specifically remember this, for months at a time, Bhanu Swami and I, we just lived on nuts and yogurt.
So like for a whole month?
Oh, for months, for many months.
For many months, wow. Because,
Yeah, we weren't able to cook. Oh. And so we just bought things, you know, that you didn't need to cook to eat. And we would offer that, you know, like fruits and nuts and yogurt and bananas. And we didn't have any cooked food. Mm. We didn't eat cooked food for months.
所以说顾就说到他们原来哈，就那个年代的时候，都是非常非常严格的。当时他们两就是非常非常严格的。当时他们两就是在他是那个遵守神的时候，就是说由于他和其他的奉献者，就像巴努斯瓦米，他们俩当时是好朋友嘛。然后就一起就是边旅行边传教，就进去那个边旅行边那个三科坦的那个运动的时候，由于他们在路上旅行也不可能做饭，然后所以说就只能买各种各样的坚果呀、酸奶呀和水果，然后把这些拿来给供奉给神像，然后他们俩就几个月，然后都只吃这些东西，然后其他都没吃。
So, you know, we were very strict in those days, and some devotees are very strict about that.
当时就是我们对于这些都是非常严格的，并且有些奉献者对于这方面也是挺严格的。You
can only offer what you make yourself.
你只能去向神像供奉你自己亲自烹饪的食物。You
know, but that's, you know, we were living in the temple, or we were, you know, we were like monks. So even if we weren't living in the temple and we were, you know, out on book distribution for months at a time, we lived a very strict life. But that's not practical for family life.
但当时的话呢，我们是住在庙里，然后就真的就像是那个僧侣一样的住在庙里。然后即便我们当时没在庙，就是离开庙里的话呢，那都是出去进行那个派书，因此的话呢，就说会这么严格。但是这样一种严格的方式的话，对于居士生活来说是并不实际的。Yeah,
especially if you have children or you have, you know, parents you're taking care of and leading a busy life, then I think it falls more into the category like we just talked about, where you don't actually make an offering, but you explain to the Lord your situation and ask him to bless the food.
但特别就考虑到对于居士来说，比如说有孩子要照顾啊，然后有老人要照顾，然后如果一天又是非常繁忙的等等，那么像这种，就像我们刚才所回答的上一个问题那样，那么针对这样的一种状况，我们就可以在心里向主解释这样的一种状况，然后请求主来赐福于我们，当时所吃即将要吃的那个食物。
This seems to be more honest to me, because you haven't actually prepared the Lord food for his pleasure.
因此这在我看来是比较诚实的做法，因为你当时并没有是专门为了主而准备那一顿餐食的。Yet
the food actually has been provided by the Lord.
然而的话呢，and
is a blessing, and you can ask him to bless it.
然而的话呢，你能够吃到的这些食物等等，那也是主给您提供的，因此你可以请求主来赐福这些食物，并且感谢他在养活着你。So
there's no clear policy, you know, or guidance, you know, for householders in this case, and you'll find different authority is saying different things, but this is how I would approach it.
所以说针对这样的一种状况的话，是并没有非常清晰的政策或者非常清晰的一种指导的。所以说你会发现就是不同的导师、不同的权威、不同的这个进步的奉献者的说法是不同的。因此的话呢，我在这里谈到的就是我自己的一种方式。
Yeah, so if your authority or your guru tells you otherwise, then please disregard me.
所以说如果您的灵性导师跟你说的和我说的完全不一样的话呢，请你别管我说的这些话，就忘记我跟你说的这些建议。Okay. 好，上个星期的两个问题回答完毕，我们现在来看今天大家提的问题。今天易兰玛塔吉所问的，顶拜亲爱的咕噜，我们如果有一些物质层面的问题向奎师那祈祷请求帮助，当然我们本身是要做出努力的，如果这样做会不会造成对主的冒犯而影响自己的灵性进步？我们应该保持怎样恰当的心态来处理好这些问题并获得奎师那的仁慈？恳请咕噜给予指导，感恩翻译的服务。谢谢玛塔吉。So Guru Maharaj, today the question, first one is asked by Yinan Mataji. She's offering her obeisances to you. She's asking that if I have some material problems and I pray to Krishna to ask for Krishna to help with my material problems, 当然 of course that we ourselves should make efforts. However, if doing this will cause offense to the Lord, thereby affecting my spiritual advancement, then how should I maintain a proper mood to deal with these problems and as well as gaining the mercy from Krishna?
Oh, nice question.
这个问题问得挺好的。
Well, first thing, the Bhagavatam says that in every situation,if we're intelligent, we'll approach the Lord.
首先第一点就是博迦瓦坛曾有记载，在任何一种情况，在任何一种状况中，如果我们很聪明的话，我们都会去靠近主，去接近主，去祈求得到主的指引。
So basically, the Bhagavatam says that there's three categories that we can fall into.
博迦瓦坛就说到，基本上有三个分类是我们可以就是被归入到这三个分类的。
Yeah, so I'm thinking of a particular verse. Do you want to look up this verse, Narayani? If you can. Otherwise, I'll just.
I can find the English version.
Otherwise, I'll paraphrase it. But it's Canto 2, Chapter 3, Verse 10. Very famous verse.
好，我们一起来看博迦瓦坛的第二篇第三章的第十个诗节，这是一个非常出名的诗节。
Akama sarvakamo va mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham puram. So a person that's intelligent, spiritually intelligent, whether they're full of material desire, without material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
好，我们一起来看，2.3.10，一个有更宽阔的智力的人，也就是说一个有灵性智力的人，无论他是充满了各种各样所有的物质欲望，还是说他没有任何的物质欲望，或者说这样一个人是非常渴望解脱的，那么这样的一个人，无论他有没有物质欲望还是渴望灵性的解脱，都必须用所有的方式来崇拜至尊人格守神。
Yeah, so Gajendra, you know, he was in a difficult situation.
Gajendra 就处于这样一个非常困难的境地。
Right, a crocodile was trying to kill him.
一头鳄鱼试图要杀死他。
And he was helpless.
然后他当时处于一种很无助的状况。
So he called out to the Supreme Lord for help.
于是他就大声呼唤着，呼喊着至尊主来拯救他。
So he was very humble about it. He was embarrassed. He said, I know pure devotees don't ask the Lord for anything, but I'm in a desperate situation. Please help me.
You were saying that he was very humble, right?
Yeah, humble, and he was ashamed even
that
he had to ask the Supreme Lord for help.
而葛真主他当时是非常谦卑，但同时也是非常感到羞愧的去向主，就是说请求主来帮助他，来拯救他，因为他就说，因为纯粹的奉献者都完全不会向至尊主请求任何东西啊，但是我现在却在请求主在解救我，免遭这个鳄鱼的这个谋杀，然后所以说他当时是感到有点羞愧的。
So we can approach the Lord, in humility.
因此我们以谦卑来靠近主。
And we should also be prepared, you know, to accept ultimately whatever the Lord arranges for us.
Whatever the Lord arranges for us. 但同时的话，我们也要有心理准备，也要能够去准备好去接受，无论主给予我们怎样的安排。
Right. We have our plans, but the Lord also has his plan.
我们有自己的计划，但是呢，主也有他自己的计划。
And his plan is always for our highest good.
而主的计划，那就是要让我们得到最高的利益。
Yeah, so we should remember that when we ask the Lord for something.
因此，当我们在向主请求得到某个东西的时候，应该记起这一点。
And we should trust, you know, that if we're going through something that we don't like, it may be for our higher benefit.To learn the lessons that we need to learn.
并且我们要去信任，就是说当我们身处经历在一种很糟糕或者是很困难的状况的时候，那么我们可能会经历这样的事情，是由于我们自己需要去领悟到、觉悟到一些课题的。
So I remember, you know, asking the Lord, you know, to arrange it so that I could retire, so that I would be free to preach.
okay, I know the story. 顾就说他想起他曾经就说他曾经就是向主请求，然后请求就是让主让他安排他让他赶紧退休，然后这样的话他就可以。有更多的时间就可以自由的去传教了，然后对，当时他就提出这样一个请求嘛。
I actually prayed that for many years. It just didn't happen all of a sudden.
实际上我当时是祈祷了很多年的，而不是这个我一祈祷，然后过几天，然后突然间这个主就把这个愿望给我实现了。
And there was a fire where I got injured and really hurt my back.
而当时使得我能得以退休的原因就是当时发生了一场火灾，然后我去那个火灾去救援嘛，然后结果发生了事故，然后就很大的伤到了我的那个腰背。
Yeah, and so that back problem, you know, lasted a long time. I still have it sometimes. And at the time, I didn't connect the dots.
而我当时由于那场火灾事故所受的这个背痛，背上的这个伤，持续了很多年，就到现在有些时候都会复发，但现在已经不严重了。但当时那事情发生的时候，我完全没有把这些点连在一起，也就是说完全没有意识到这是主在通过这个事情让我退休。
Yeah, and usually when something happens that we don't like, we blame the Lord. Lord, why did you do this to me?
因为很多时候，当我们要是遇到这种自己不喜欢的状况的时候，不得不去经历自己不喜欢、很讨厌的某种状况，我们都会去指责主，然后都会去埋怨他，就是主，为什么你要让这事情发生在我身上？
So I must admit, I might have had that thought, you know, when I injured my back.
因此我必须得承认，在当时我被受伤的时候，我当时是冒出了这样的念头的。
But ultimately, I had to retire because of that.
但到最后的话，我不得不退休，就是由于这个受的这个伤。
And then I was, you know, after I recovered, you know, it took a couple of years, so I was, you know, got half a pension and was free to preach.
Okay. So you mean that after you recovered, still after a couple of years?
Yeah.
Oh. 所以说在我这个康复之后，然后还是又等了一两年的样子，才完全的退休了，然后提前拿到了这个就是一半的退休金。
Yeah, and even after that, I mean, once in a while, I still have a problem. I haven't had a problem in a few weeks, about two or three years, but the last time I had a problem, it was pretty bad.
you mean you had it like for two, 3 years? You mean recently?
Two or three years ago, I had a problem that lasted about, you know, 6 months.
Oh, I see. 但是这个背上所受的这个伤的话呢，就一直都存在那儿。然后我最近一次犯病，就是大概两三年前的时候犯了一次。然后那一次还是挺糟糕的，就持续了6个月的样子，就一直痛。
Anyway, you know, there's nothing wrong with praying to the Lord for, you know, to satisfy our material desires or needs, but we should be ready to accept whatever the Lord arranges and understand that even if we don't get what we want or things go the way we don't want, that ultimately it's in our best interest.
因此我们当然可以向主去祈祷，祈求能够希望主来满足我们的物质的欲望，但是的话呢，我们也要能够有心理准备，能够明白，就无论最终是怎样的一个结果，那都是主的安排，并且我们能够去接受，就是说如果我们没有得到自己想要的，或者我们不得不去经历自己不想要的一种状况，那么我们都要能够明白，归根结底主这样的安排都是为了我们最高的利益。
Yeah. So, and usually when something bad happens or we don't get what we want, then we say, "Why me?"
因为经常都是如果我们没有得到自己想要的，然后或者说我们不得不去遭受自己不喜欢的、很讨厌的一种状况，我们都会去问为什么这事情会发生在我身上。
Yeah, recently, Vaisheshika Prabhu was giving a class about this.
最近 Vaisheshika Maharaj 才讲了一次课，讲的就是这一点。
He said, we shouldn't ask the question, why me? He said, that's the wrong question.
Vaisheshika Maharaj 在课里面就说，我们不应该去问这个问题，就为什么是我，为什么发生在我身上这样的一个问题，问出这样的问题是错误的。
The question should be, what is the lesson in this? What am I meant to learn?
而我们应该问的问题是，这样的事情发生在我身上，究竟是为了让我明白一个什么样的道理？明白一个什么样的一个教训，明白一个什么样的课题呢？
Yeah, so approach the Lord, but then, you know, accept what, you know, whatever happens, and then always ask the question, what am I to learn?
因此我们可以完全去接近主，来祈祷主满足我们的物质愿望，但是同时也要去接受无论发生什么，那都是主为了我们的最高利益而安排的，并且我们还要总是去问，这当中我在这当中我到底要学会什么，我到底要领悟到什么。
Yeah, so there's no offense in asking the Lord for help, even for material things.
因此在向主请求得到某个东西，即便是得到物质的东西，是并不是对主所做出的冒犯。
But it is a lower level of devotion, I guess you could say.
但是你可以说这是一个较低层面的奉爱，可以这样说。
Because the Lord always does what's best for us.
因为主总是为我们所做对我们来说最好的事情。
And there's always a lesson for us to learn.
而所有的一切当中都有一个课题，一个道理，一个教训是我们要去领悟，要去学习，要去掌握的。
OK, thank you.
OK, 谢谢你的问题。 Next one, Yamuna Tira David Darcy Mataji 问的问题。顶拜咕噜，顶拜亲爱的朋友，不敢当。我儿子是21岁的大学生，他有些兴趣了解 Krishna， 但就是不够臣服，很思辨。我开始接触时也这样，我也不知如何回答他的一些问题。我跟他说，我们原本都在灵性世界，和 Krishna 有一种永恒的关系，这叫灵魂的原本地位。我们堕落到物质世界是因为误用了我们的独立性，想当主宰享乐。他就说第一点，那说明我们在灵性世界还是不舒服吗？不是永恒的快乐，不然怎么还不满足呢？第二，到灵性世界既然是永恒的，那不是不会掉下来了吗？那我们怎么还掉下来了呢？那就是修了还是会掉下来啊。老师，你们帮我解释解释，我让他听听好吗？感恩您的仁慈。So this Mataji Yamuna Tira Devidasi is asking a question. Her son is a 21 year old university student, and her son is a little bit interested in Krishna consciousness, but he is not surrendered enough. He's very speculative. So, well, I was the same when I first got in contact with Krishna consciousness, but anyway, I don't really know how to answer some of his questions. I told him that we were originally from the spiritual world, and we had an eternal relationship with Krishna, which is called the soul's constitutional position. And we fall into this material world because we misused our free will, that we wanted to be in control, and we wanted to enjoy. So my son asked two questions. The first is, so that means that we are not comfortable enough in the spiritual world. We're not really internally happy in the spiritual world. Then otherwise, how come we're still not satisfied enough? And the second question he asked is that if in being in the spiritual world is internal, then we should not fall down from there. But then how come we actually fell down? Then that means that even though that you practice Krishna consciousness, you will still fall down from the spiritual world. So could you please help me explain to him so I can ask him to listen to the recording? Thank you for your mercy.
Wow, what an intelligent son you have.
您的儿子真的挺聪明的。
Yeah, I wouldn't even call him speculative. I would say that he's very thoughtful. He's a critical thinker. That's good.
我不会说他很思辨。我会认为你的儿子是很有想法的一个年轻人，是很懂得这种就是客观的辩证性的来思考问题的这样一个有思想有思考能力的一个人。
Before I answer this question, I'm just curious, is this Yamuna Tira in Chengdu that's my disciple?
在回答这个问题之前，我想先问问这位问问题的 Yamuna Tira Mataji 是成都的吗？是我的门徒吗？
I haven't seen or heard from her in many years.
因为我已经很多年没有见过你，没有听到过你的消息了。
Sometimes I wonder how she's doing.
有时我都会想起你，然后在想你到底过得怎么样了。
But this may be another Yamuna Tira, I don't know.
但也可能这是另一个叫 Yamuna Tira 的一位奉献者呢。
Anyway, I know it says, sometimes in Prabhupada's books, it does say that we were originally in the spiritual world. It doesn't say more than that. He doesn't say that we were with Krishna or anything, but he does say that we were in the spiritual world and we misused our free will and fell down.
那么在帕帕的书籍里，有时帕帕就会在书里说到，我们确实原初是在灵性世界的，但是帕帕却并没有说到我们当时在灵性世界是和Krishna在一起，而确实我们当初是来自于灵性世界，但是却误用了自己的自由意志，从而得以堕落到这个物质世界当中来。
Yeah, and sometimes devotees interpret that statement in many ways.
而有时候有些奉献者会以很多方式来解读 这样的一个这样的一段话。
And just, you know, this topic of the fall of the soul is, it's debated even within Gaudiya Vaishnavism. You can find different explanations.
关于这个灵魂的堕落的话题，在即便在 Gaudiya Vaishnava 当中的话呢，也是经常有各种各样辩论的，就是很多人对于这个话题都是有不同的见解和不同的观点的。
Now there are statements even in the Bhagavad Gita that actually would support your son's questions.
Support his question. 实际上在博迦梵歌当中都有一些话语是在支持你的儿子所说的这些话。
Yeah, like,If we were in the spiritual world, then why would we ever leave?
就比如他说到的那一点，如果我们都是在灵性世界的话，那我们为什么会离开灵性世界呢？
And Krishna says that once one does go to the spiritual world, he never returns.
而 Krishna 也说，一旦一个人到达灵性世界，就永远不会再回到物质世界了。
Of course, we have free will, so we could return if we wanted to, but why would we?
当然我们都有自由意志。如果我们真的想从灵性世界再回到物质世界的话，我们当然是可以的。但是为什么我们要从灵性世界回到物质世界呢？
And actually, the scriptures, the Vedas, they don't say too much about the fall of the jiva. Every religion has their different explanations.
实际上关于韦达经的经典的话也并没有就这个灵魂的堕落有什么太细节的探讨，而每一个宗教对于灵魂的堕落的话呢都有不同的解释。
The only word we find is a naughty karma.
Only word?
Yeah. The description of the fall of the jiva is a naughty karma, which means you can't trace it out.
OK, 而在梵文当中对于灵魂的堕落的唯一的一个词儿就叫做 Anadi Karma, 而 Anadi Karma 这个词的意思就是指你无法追溯到其源头的这样一个意思。
And the Bhagavatam says that the jivas were in the body of Mahavishnu before they came into the material world.
博迦瓦坛就说到个体灵魂在来到物质世界之前是先待在Mahavishnu 的身体内的。
Well, is Mahavishnu the material world or the spiritual world?
那么 Mahavishnu 是灵性的世界还是物质的世界呢？
Of course, spiritual.
当然 Mahavishnu 的身体就是灵性的。
But we're in a Brahman-like state. We're individuals, but we don't know it.
但是在 Mahavishnu 体内的我们却并不是处于一种梵的一种境界，并不是处于一种 Brahman 的一种境界，而我们都是个体。But we don't know, right? We don't know that we're individuals there.
We're not conscious of it, but we're conscious.
但是我们是作为个体是存在于那儿，但是我们却没有觉知到自己是作为个体存在于 Mahavishnu 的体内的，但是我们是有觉知的。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we shouldn't be asking the question, how did I fall? Because it's very mysterious and we'll never figure it out.
因此 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说过，我们不应该去问这样一个问题，去问我们是怎么堕落的呢？因为这个问题实际上是非常神秘的，一个人是不可能能够把这个问题给搞明白的。
Of course, all humanity has that question, how did I fall?
当然所有的人类都心存这样一个问题，我当初是怎么堕落下来的呢？
But that's not the most important question for us at this point in our life.
但是对于我们当下这一刻的我们来说，这并不是我们应该问最重要的问题。
Yeah. We don't know how we fell.
我们并不知道自己是怎么堕落的。
But that's not really important.
但这并不真的那么重要。
It's a legitimate question, but maybe it cannot be answered.
这是一个很legitimate question. 稍等一下，我查一下这个词，瞬间忘了。
It's an appropriate question.
嗯，这是一个很恰当的问题，但是的话，却很有可能是无法被回答的。
Yeah, but it's not the most important question right now.
但是对于现在的我们来说，却并不是最重要的问题。
Yeah, so if you fall into the ocean.
就举个例子，如果你掉在海里了。
Maybe you're walking along a pier.And it breaks, and next thing you know, you're in the ocean.
有可能你走在一个这种木头做的这种小码头上，然后就伸到那个海里的那种码头一样的，结果那个断了，断裂了，然后你就掉到了海里。
It doesn't matter how you fell into the ocean.
那么你是怎么掉到海里的？这并不重要。
We know that we fell somehow or other. We fell. We're here.
我们就知道自己不知怎的就掉在这儿了，然后自己现在就在这儿。
How we fell, we don't know, but we do know that we're here.
我们至于我们是怎么掉进来的，我们并不清楚，但是我们能确定的一点就是现在我们就在这里。
So the more important question is how do we get out?
因此，更重要的一个问题就是我们怎么样让自己脱离这样的一种境地呢？
Yeah, so that's the question we have to ask, and that will once we discover the answer to that question, we'll understand better how we feel.
而一旦当我们弄清楚这个问题，一旦当我们明白自己，一旦当我们找到这个方式方法来让自己得以脱离这样的境地。那么而后我们就能够更加更好的去明白自己是为什么掉到这个物质世界的。
So, even generally, Prabhupada, you know, when he talks about the subject of the fall of the jiva, he doesn't answer it directly. He says, somehow or other we fell.
因此即便当初有奉献者在向帕帕提出这个问题，提出这个个体灵魂是为什么会堕落到这个物质世界这个问题的时候，帕帕也并没有直截了当的、清楚的、直接的、开门见山的就回答这个问题，而当时帕帕是说，不知怎的，我们就掉到了这个物质世界。
Yeah, so that much we should admit. I don't know how I fell, but I admit I fell.
因此这就是我们能够去承认的一种程度，那就是我们承认，我不知道自己是怎么堕落的，但是我承认我就是现在在这儿，我就是现在堕落在这个物质世界里。
Yeah, so your son should be asking the question, how do I get out of the ocean? How do I get out of the cycle of birth and death?
因此，你的儿子应该问的问题，可以问的是，我怎么样把自己拯救出来？怎么样能够让自己离开掉进来的这座海洋，我怎么样让自己离开这个生死轮回了？
Everything is changing, everything is being born and dying. Where's that part of myself that doesn't change? That I have to find.
所有的一切都是在生老病死，都是在成败诸灭。那么，但是我的哪一部分是永恒不变的呢？我的哪一部分是我必须要去找到的，是永恒不变的呢？
So, for the devotees who have have this question or care about this question and want to know Prabhupada's definitive answer, I recommend you study chapter 13, verse 20 and study the purport.
Chapter 13, verse 20. 因此
especially the purport.
Okay. 因此对于就是奉献者特别关注这个问题，就是关注我们为什么会堕落到物质世界的这个问题，然后想要找到帕帕所提供的非常确切的答案的奉献者来说，我推荐你们去阅读一下《薄伽梵歌》第13章的第20诗节，特别是要旨部分。
So you might be able to say we're in the spiritual world, but what our situation was, that we don't know.
You mean like back then, before we fell, right? What was the situation like? 因为因此我们去说，原初的我们都是处在灵性世界的，但是当时我们所处在的灵性世界是怎样一种状态呢？我们并不知道。
Yeah, so that's very debatable, even within Gaudiya Vaishnavism.
因此就这一点来说是非常引起争论的，即便是在我们的 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个整个大圈子里都是特有很容易引起争论的。
Okay.
Let me check. Oh, that's Yamuna Tira Mataji says that she's from Luoyang. And she's offering her obeisances onto your lotus feet, so she's not your disciple from Chengdu.
Okay.
Okay, the next question also from her. She's asking that, thank you very much. What is the relationship between Sankhya Yoga and Dhyana Yoga?
Well, Sankhya Yoga and Jnana Yoga are very much related.
这个 Mataji 问到的一个问题， Sankhya Yoga 和 Jnana Yoga 的关系，然后或者说这两种Yoga 是非常紧密联系的。
Yeah, so Sankhya Yoga is basically observing reality.
Sankhya Yoga 基本上就是在观察现实。
Just like the scientific method.
就像是这种专门用科学的方法来研究现实一样。
Yeah, and Jnana Yoga is also trying to understand the truth, by self-inquiry.
而 Jnana Yoga 是通过自我询问来试图理解真理。
With the aim of understanding the Supreme Lord.
而带着，并且是带着这种去理解至尊主、至尊真理的这样一个目的。
Yeah, so within Jnana Yoga, there's an element of bhakti, because the goal is to not merge with God, but to understand God.
因此在 Jnana Yoga 当中有这样一种奉爱的元素，因为 Jnana Yoga 的目标并不是要去和主融入到主当中，融入到一起，而是要去理解至尊主。
And Sankhya Yoga is describing the absolute truth in its different categories.
Describing absolute truth in different categories. 而 Sankhya Yoga 则是以不同的种类来描述绝对真理。
Like Bhagavad Gita is very much in the vein of Sankhya Yoga. It's full of Sankhya Yoga.
可以说博伽梵歌在很大程度上都是属于 Sankhya Yoga 的。
So, and Krishna says that ultimately there's no difference between Sankhya Yoga and Bhakti Yoga.
Krishna 也说，归根结底在 Sankhya Yoga 和 Bhakti Yoga 之间是没有区别的。
Because the goal is the supreme.
因为目标都是至尊主。
So he explains this in the very beginning of the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》的第五章的最开始部分就解释到了这一点。
He says, you look at verse 4 of chapter 5.
我们一起来看第五章的第四十节。
Sankhya Yoga Pritak.Bala Pravadanti Napandita Ekam Ap Yash Tita Samyak Ubayor Vindate Phalam. Only the ignorant speak of devotional service, karma yoga, as being different from the analytical study of the material world Sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both.
第五章第四十节，只有无知的人才会认为奉爱服务、业报瑜伽 Karma Yoga 与物质世界的分析性研究数论哲学即 Sankhya Yoga 有所不同。有真知的人说，致力于二者之一，都会取得两者的结果。
So Sankhya Yoga is just a description of the absolute truth in a way that we can observe it.
Okay, observing. 因此 Sankhya Yoga 是以一种我们能得以去观察的方式来描述绝对真理。
Like, what is the nature of the soul?
就比如说灵魂的本质是什么。
Yeah, what is the nature of karma?
业报的本质是什么。
What is the nature of the material energy?
物质能量的本质是什么。
And what is the nature of the supreme controller?
至尊的控制者的本质是什么？
Yeah, so all of these truths are explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, according to Sankhya Yoga.
Sankhya Yoga, right? According to?
Yeah.
因此所有的这些真理都是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中根据 Sankhya Yoga 来一一做出了解答。
And the conclusion of Sankhya Yoga is Bhakti Yoga.
而 Sankhya Yoga 的结论就是 Bhakti Yoga.
So in that sense, Krishna says they're not different.
因此就这个角度来说 ,Krishna 说这二者是一样的。
Yeah, so pure Bhakti Yoga is free of the desire to want to understand or to know anything.
Pure bhakti is free of the desire to want to understand or know anything else, you mean?
Yeah.
纯粹的 bhakti 也就是指一个人一个奉献者没有欲望没有愿望想要去明白其他任何事情想要去知晓其他任何事情除了至尊主以外。
Right. When you're Jnana Yoga, you're trying to understand the self, you're trying to understand the Lord.
On one's own effort, Jnana Yoga?
Yeah, well, there's some desire, right? I have desire to understand myself. I have desire to understand the Lord.
Oh, 而 Jnana Yoga 则是有这种欲望想要去理解自我想要去理解至尊主的欲望。
The gopis, they had no interest.
但是 gopi 姑娘们对这些却没有任何的兴趣。
In fact, they would consider that an impediment to their love.
实际上狗皮姑娘们还会认为这些欲望的话反而会阻碍他们对 Krishna 的爱。
Right, so the pure devotees are not interested in understanding God.
因此纯粹的奉献者对于理解至尊主是不感兴趣的。
They just want to do whatever he wants.
The pure devotees only want to do what they want.
Whatever he wants.
Sorry. 纯粹的奉献者只对于至尊主想要什么感兴趣。
Yeah, so, you know, Sankhya Yoga and Jnana Yoga, the goal is to understand God, but Bhakti Yoga, pure Bhakti is beyond that.
因此 Sankhya Yoga 和 Jnana Yoga 的目标都是去理解至尊主理解绝对真理但是 Bhakti Yoga 纯粹的 Bhakti 则是超越了这两种 Yoga 的目标的超越了这两种 Yoga 的
yeah, So the result of Sankhya Yoga and the result of Bhakti of Jnana Yoga is to understand God
因此 Sankhya Yoga 的结果和 Jnana Yoga 的结果那就是to understand God, right?
Yeah.
它这两者分别的结果就是去理解至尊主。
But once one understands God, what happens?
而一旦当一个人理解了至尊主然后会发生什么呢?
Krishna says that once one understands him as the cause of all causes, then he loves that person will love me with all his heart.
而 Krishna 就说过一旦当一个人理解了他本人理解了他作为所有源头的源头所有原因的这样一个位置做理解至尊主那么这样的一个人就会全心全意的去爱他。
Now, if you're practicing karma or jnana,And the goal, you know, if you're doing karma, you're doing yoga, or you're doing jnana, and the goal is not Krishna, then there's no yoga there. So it's just called karma or jnana.
而如果你只是在进行 karma, 只是在进行 jnana, 但是这你在进行这些事情 的目标却并不是 Krishna， 那么就不这就不被称为 Yoga， 而只是被称为 Karma， 只是被称为 Jnana。
Yeah, see, so Karma Yoga is to connect to Krishna, to connect to God through your activities.
而 Karma Yoga 业报瑜伽就是指你通过你的活动来把自己和 Krishna 建立起来连接。
Jnana Yoga is to connect with God through understanding.
而 Jnana Yoga 只是指你通过你的理解来与至尊主建立连接。
Yeah, so you could say Sankhya is part of that.
嗯，所以你可以说 Sankhya Yoga 就是这其中的一部分。
Yeah, it's Sankhya Yoga is you know, the analytical study to understand God.
嗯 ，Sankhya Yoga 是指对至尊主对神的一种分析性的分析性的理解。嗯。
Yeah, so they lead to pure bhakti.
They what?
They lead to,
因此 Sankhya Yoga 和 Jnana Yoga 就会最终引发我们到达纯粹的 Bhakti.
Yeah, but once one actually sees God and loves God, he doesn't care about those yogas.
然而当一个个体灵魂能够真正看到至尊主，能够真正去跟至尊主在一起，那么他完全不会去在意这些各种各样的 Yoga 了。嗯。
Okay, I've run out of time.
Okay, Boomer.
Do we still have questions?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, oh, 7, yeah.
OMG.
Guru, you guys 喊老天爷，还剩了七个问题。
Well, I'm very encouraged that everyone's asking questions. I love it.
嗯，大家问这么多问题，我真的感到备受鼓舞，真的很开心。
So we'll continue next week then.
嗯，所以我们就下个星期继续回答大家的问题了。
Thank you for your questions and reflections.
非常感谢大家的问题和感想。
And thank you, Sumukhi and Narayani and all the devotees.
嗯，感谢 Sumukhi Mataji 的转播，感谢所有来听课的奉献者。
All glories to Prabhupada. See you next week.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，大家下周见 ，See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 外昆达之音服务源于聆听，今有美好的知觉的一天。